From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The president lashed out this morning on Twitter at basically the entire rest of the world. Here's what he said. China, the European Union, and others have been manipulating their currencies and interest rates lower, while the U.S. is raising rates, while the dollar gets stronger and stronger with each passing day, taking away our big competitive edge. As usual, not a level playing field. The president went on to criticize, again, the Federal Reserve's raising of rates. The United States should not be penalized because we are doing so well, he said. Tightening now hurts all that we have done. The U.S. should be allowed to recapture what was lost due to illegal currency manipulation and bad trade deals. Debt coming due and we are raising rates? Really? So to unpack all of this, we are joined by Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Sabri.
Okay, first of all, China has in the past, almost distant past, manipulated its currency, but it doesn't do it now. But the European Union manipulating currency? Really?
Well, one of the stated goals of quantitative easing, and this was true when we did it, it certainly was true when Japan and Europe did it, was to weaken the currency. The dollar weakened quite a bit. Now, to be clear, Fed officials, Treasury officials said that a weak dollar was never the primary goal of quantitative easing. But the Europeans have been a little more coy about that. And in fact, Mario Draghi, the president of the European Central Bank, has pointed to euro strength as recently as last year as a reason perhaps to delay the end of quantitative easing in Europe. But, you know, I think the important thing here is that they're done. They're in the end game. They've already announced that quantitative easing will end soon. After that, they will be following the Fed with a series of rate hikes. So it's really just a matter of time. As for Chinese currency manipulation, the Chinese currency is weakening and actually has weakened quite a bit in the past 2 months, but it's not because they're forcing it down. In fact, last night they intervened to support the currency. Their currency is weakening because their economy is weakening, and investors are anticipating that they will be forced to cut interest rates at some point to prop up growth.
So on currency, basically, you're saying the European Union did exactly what the U.S. did. Let's look at what the president said about tightening, about raising interest rates. The United States should not be penalized because we're doing so well. Tightening now hurts all that we have done. Is that the right way to look at raising interest rates?
Well, there's a couple of ways to think about this. Certainly, from the Fed's perspective, what they're trying to do is preserve all that we have achieved in the last 10 years, coming out of the financial crisis, repairing the banking system, getting the economy going again. The issue now is that the unemployment rate has fallen to a, well, practically 50-year low. It is hard enough to find workers that we're beginning to see some pretty significant wage increases in specific industries. That's starting to bleed into inflation, albeit at the moment in a very, very small way. But what the Fed is trying to do is just cool things down enough that inflation stays in check, that it doesn't get out of control. And by doing that, hopefully, we can enjoy a longer economic expansion.
How do you expect markets to respond to all of this?
At the moment, with sort of quiet amusement. And the reason is there is tremendous respect in the markets for the Fed's independence. And by that, what I mean is that Fed officials have come under significant pressure in the past. For example, there were some powerful members of Congress who were highly critical of the emergency measures the Fed took during the Great Recession and the global financial panic. they did what they needed to do anyway. They asserted their independence. And the sense in the markets at the moment is that the Fed will do exactly what it thinks is right for the economy. And that, frankly, they'll ignore any political pressure, even from the White House.
You've mentioned in the past that the idea that presidents don't comment on Fed policy started with Bill Clinton. And you said that this was a way for the president to avoid looking vulnerable. You want to explain that, how that tradition started?
This is, it's one of the things that Bill Clinton did extremely well. He was being asked, pestered really, about a series of Fed rate hikes, and did he agree with the Fed? Did he think Greenspan was doing a good job? Was it too much? What he said was the Federal Reserve's independence is one of the things that makes the United States economy strong. The president appoints the governors of the Fed, but once appointed, they should be left to do their job on their own, and he would not comment on Fed policy one way or the other. I think it was really brilliant, and the reason it was brilliant is he was looking back at President Bush and President Reagan, both of whom had publicly grumbled about the Fed raising rates, Reagan blaming Greenspan for slowing the economy too much in the 80s, Bush blaming Greenspan for losing his reelection attempt. And Clinton realized, all of that complaining, there was still nothing either one of these men could do. And all it did in the end was make them look weak and vulnerable. So by making the Fed's independence his primary goal, the Fed did what it did, and it made Bill Clinton look better. It was sort of that masterful political jujitsu where he took a weakness and turned it into a strength.
Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York, thank you.
Thank you, Sabri.